Oh! morning. God bless you all, especially the ones over here on Eastern Standard Time. We just thank God for each and every one of you, that God is good and His mercy, come on somebody, endures forever. I just want to take a minute out and thank God for each and every one of you, because it's been a blessing, amen, that we continue to stand in a race. What is the race? The race of faith, amen. I'm telling you right now, it's all about your life, amen. Regardless of not, or regardless of what it looks like, it is about your life. It is about what God is doing for you. It is about where God is taking you. You need to understand that at the end of the day, the one that God is looking at, He is looking at you, amen. So we just want to bless God for our partners and listeners all over the world. It's always a blessing, my God, for them to come on and tune in with us, and faithfully, man, faithfully, not only on Sundays, but Monday through Friday, amen, as the word of God continue to go out. If you have not locked in, you might need to get locked in, amen, because there'll be things there that are going to truly make a blessing, or, my God, give you something to be a blessing to you in your life, amen, even if it takes you in box study, but that's all right. So we just want to thank you all once again, and our families and friends internationally. It's always a blessing for them to join in with us as well. So we thank God for our families and friends internationally that tuning in, and we thank God for our family and friend in Africa, Kenya. God bless you, Nigeria. We thank God for you all as well. South Africa is always a blessing. And over there, my God Almighty, just a little bit further to the side of them, we want to send a special shout out to Australia. God bless you to Australia, amen. And just a little ways up north from where we at here in Georgia, amen, broadcasting you live here in Georgia, just north of us. We say a good hello and welcome to our friends, my God Almighty, in Canada. So we thank God for them as well in Canada, amen. And we thank God for you all right here in the United States of America, right here in my hometown, Georgia. God bless you all. My ADM families and friends is always a blessing, amen. And I'm telling you, you got to keep on keeping on, and you keep on pressing on. Because at the end of the day, the race is not given to the swift or the strong, but he that endures to the end. The question is, my God Almighty, are you endure? My God, are you endure? One thing I love about that scripture, because that scripture is not putting a time limit on you. It's not trying to tell you what to do. It's just telling you, long as you endure, you're going to finish. Amen? So I want to tell everybody this morning, at the end of the day, you just need to hold on in there, because long as you endure, you're going to begin to finish. Amen? You're going to finish, and I declare that in the name of Jesus, that it is so, amen, that you're going to finish by enduring. You're going to finish by standing. You're going to finish by waiting. You're going to be finished, my God Almighty, by what God has for you. Listen, let's go ahead and get into prayer, my God, not our prayer, but our welcome by our very own Mother Helen. God bless you, Mother.
God bless you, Pastor. Good morning, everyone, under the sound of my voice. This morning when I rose, I didn't have no doubt. The Apostle Temple Spencer, the queen of the house, our leading lady, Lakeisha Spencer, and the entire ADM, we welcome our international visitors, listeners. We welcome our United States of America listeners, the local listeners. We welcome you. And as I always say, sit back, relax, and fasten your spiritual seatbelt, and get ready to hear a rhema word from God. And again, I say, welcome, welcome, welcome. God bless you, Apostle.
God bless you, Mother Helen. Thank you for that warm welcome. Amen. And we just thank God for our partners and listeners, amen, that truly, my God, I'm pretty sure that they know that we embrace everyone, no matter of your nationality, and no matter who you are. We just thank God for you tuning in, and we have, my God Almighty, something that is keeping you, my God, moving on and keeping your faith that's built up. We hopefully we can be giving you through teaching and ministry that you continue to build your faith and continue to learn about the different things that God is trying to bring forth in who life, your life. Amen. I just want to iterate that, my God, personally, because you have to understand to take the word of God personally before you try to put it in the world and put it on other folks and put it. Understand this, the world are made up by what people, amen? The world is made up by people and what people could do. And if people begin to take on individual actions pertaining to what they do, this world will be a better place. A way we could do our part is begin to look our own stuff in the mirror and begin to take actions about what we could do, amen? And trust me, you are doing your part to make things a better place around you, amen? It's a personal decision. It's a self-decision. So you make your decisions right now that you can do all things through Christ who strengthened us. Let's go ahead and go to our prayer this morning by our very own evangelist, Nita. God bless you.
God bless you, Apostle Temple, and everybody that's under the sound of my voice. We come to you this morning. We just want to give God some praise this morning, just thanking him, Apostle, because guess what? We didn't have to be here this morning. We didn't have to be here. So I just want to take a little minute, if I can, just to praise the Lord and just thank him for his new mercies before we go to the throne room. So, Father, I just want to tell you before I say anything else to you this morning, I thank you, Lord, for life. I thank you for breath, Father. I thank you for who you are, Lord Jesus, the creator, Father God. I thank you because you are the name above all other names, Father God. You are our El Shaddai, Jehovah Jireh, Father God. You are our everything, Father God. So we just thank you on this Sunday morning, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for your new mercies, Father God, and the grace that you give with that gift that you give to us as well, Father God. Father, we thank you for your forgiveness, Father God. For your love, Father God. Thank you for peace, joy, Father God. Stand your name, Father God. Knowing who you are, Father God. Trusting, Father God. We just on this, Father. Thank you, Lord. Charging territory. New people are joining on the line, Father. Souls are being saved, Father God. Deliverance is taking place, Lord Jesus. Healing is coming around, Father God. When we just thank you, Lord, because see, we realize, Father, without you, we are nothing, Father God. We realize this, Lord Jesus. We realize that you are the very breath that we breathe, Father God. We realize, Father God, when we place our feet on the ground, Lord Jesus, it is you, Father God, that urges us and push us, Father God, and lead us and direct us, Father God, because we have become, Father God, your children, knowingly, Father God. Yes, you created us, Father God, but we've made a conscious decision, Lord, to come into our identity, Father God. And we thank you for that this morning, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the man and woman of God, Father God, that continuously, Lord Jesus, make sacrifice over sacrifice, Father God, to be faithful servants to you, Father God, to have a mindset of servitude, Father God, withholding nothing, Lord Jesus, without any apologies, Lord Jesus. It is you, Father God, that lives in them, Father God, which spreads out to us, Father God. And we thank you for that, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for every single thing that you do, Lord Jesus. We even thank you for the tears, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the trials, the tribulations, Lord, because we realize that they're just a test, Lord Jesus, to continue to push us, to continue to teach us how to persevere and endure, Father God. And we just thank you for that this morning, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, if I can say thank you over a million times, it would not be enough, Lord Jesus, for what I feel in my heart for you on today, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for saving a sinner, a wretch like me, Father God. I thank you, Lord, for dying on Calvary, Father God, so I can have eternal life, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for every rocky road, for every hill that I had to climb, Father God, because it does nothing but draw me nearer to you, Father God, because I realize, Lord, where you have already predestined for me. me and everybody else, Father God, to be at your throne, Father God. And we just thank you for that this morning, Lord. As the word comes forth this morning, Lord, we ask you, Father God, to renew our minds, creating us a clean heart, Father God. We ask you, Father God, to remove any strongholds, anything, Father God, any obstacles, Jesus, that may hinder us, Father, from hearing the true, unadulterated word, Father God. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to speak a fresh anointing to the apostle temple, a fresh word.
God bless you, Evangelist. He having some signal issues, some malfunction that is going good out. So we thank you all for my God, and we just bless you, your God, the holy name. And I'm telling you, we're going to continue to lift him up. And I want to continue to bless his name and continue to worship, because God is good and his mercy in to us forever. We declare, we decree it in the name of Jesus, that you shall walk strong, you shall walk boldly, you shall walk into the things that God set for your life. Amen. That God set for your life. And we declare and we decree that in the name of Jesus, that it is so. Amen. In the name of Jesus, that it is so. We just want to continue to bless his name, continue to give him the glory. Amen. We're going to move on to our announcements, our very own First Lady. God bless you.
Good morning, AGM. Hope all is well with everyone. The announcement, I want to give a very happy, special happy birthday to Sister, Mother Margie Price. She celebrated her birthday on June the 3rd. And, of course, our very own Apostle's birthday is coming up on this Friday, June the 11th. So we want to make sure that we celebrate him. You can mail or drop off your gifts to our main office, 4280 Memorial Drive, Suite D. Give us a call and let us know if you are planning to do so. We want to let him know that we do not take him for granted. It matters that he was born. He is allowed. He has, because of his life, he has, and his sacrifices, he's definitely made an impact on all of our lives. So we want to definitely make sure we sow a seed into his life on that day. Again, it is June the 11th, but he'll be celebrating all month. I know he doesn't like the spotlight, but we're going to do it anyway. We're going to celebrate him. He's telling me to move on, so I'm going to move on. I want to go ahead and salute our ADM youth who did a phenomenal job this school year. We realized that you all were still virtual. A lot of you all were doing e-learning, and you all made a lot of sacrifices to just to stay in the race and get promoted, and a lot of you graduated, and I'm still waiting on a lot of information regarding where you all are going next school year. We want to be sure to celebrate you all. We'll be giving out your awards and your incentives this week, so I'm really excited about that. But we have our very own Keon. He's going to the 9th grade. Congratulations. And Sanaya, she's going to the 11th grade. And Jalen, he's going into high school, 9th grade. Congratulations. And we have Samara. She graduated from high school. And we have Cameron, he's going to the fifth grade. And Nia, she's going to be a senior this year. Hey, and we have Destiny, she's going to be a junior. Kevin, she's going into the eighth grade. Tatiana, she's going to the 11th grade. Gabriella graduated from high school. Congratulations. And Gabriel, he was promoted to the 10th grade. And our twins, Jemiah and Jamia, they are going into high school. Our very own Hassan, he's going into the 4th grade. And Jaden was promoted to the 8th grade. And, of course, we have our Ayana, who's in college at Allen University. I believe this is her 3rd year. And I know there are so many more. So, please, parents, text me. Give me the information because I want to celebrate not only me but the entire church. We want to salute our graduates, our kids who were promoted, our kids who fought the good fight of faith, and they just continue to press on every morning in front of the computer, and they just sacrifice. So we want to make sure that our church celebrates them. But again, happy birthday to everyone. Congratulations to everyone, those who were promoted, those who were going on to college. Please give me the information because we want to make sure that ADCM shows you the love that we show all of our kids that are going on to the next level. Again, have a great day. This is a beautiful day. I'm going to turn it back over to our apostle. You all stay encouraged.
Amen. God bless you all. Amen. Amen. Listen. Listen, y'all know Apostle is just a realist, and I just got to keep it real. We love to see different report cards. We want to see different things because we definitely want to celebrate you all that does the ones that really earned it. You really put down the work, amen? We really put down the work. We know that some grades and some schools, amen, they place kids in different areas, and kids don't even put in the work, amen? We want to make sure we honor the kids that actually put in the work, amen, to move forward. And they really took their education, even though the changes that was made this year, and they really still took their education seriously. And they really put down the work, regardless of how stressful it was and how challenging it was. They really acceded to match the challenge and to match the stress level to go forward, amen, with the academics work. So, amen. We love to see report cards, amen. We want to see them. We want to see some evidence that you put in the work, amen, and you really put in, put forth, amen. And that way we can begin to reward you accordingly, amen. That's what something that pastors stand on, and that's pretty much the word of God. God just doesn't reward us just for in and everything, amen. We really have to put in the sacrifice and into the work, amen, for we can begin to be rewarded by him, amen. Amen. God bless you all once again. God is good, and his mercy endures forever. Listen, you all, this is a very unusual Sunday, but it's really not unusual, unfamiliar to me. It's very unusual. And what I mean unusual, it just haven't happened in a long time. Amen. I think the last time it happened when God began to do this to me, it was that we had a couple of services, Sunday service, when we was meeting up physically, where God began to do certain things to me. And basically what it is, you know, when God began to use us, and sometimes he'll be able to use us in the beginning, sometimes of the service, and you remember how we used to do ADM, like many people be coming in, and next thing you know, they end up coming in late, and they were like, service over, what's going on? And we have been already checked out on the service because God done did what he had to do. And I'm someone that that I always get messages. I don't believe in sermons, you know. Some people structure their ministry walk pertaining to sermons. Well, you know, we're a prophetic ministry, and I always get a message regardless of how much biblical word that I have in me. But if it's not a message that comes from the Holy Ghost or the message that comes to God pertaining to his people. So basically, everything that you've been hearing, been ministered, been taught, even though it comes out a little radical, even though it comes in a praise, these are all messages, amen? These are messages that God is trying to get to someone, regardless if it's dealing with now or regardless if it's dealing with the future or what's to come, or going to bring you some understanding of what took place in the past or what you just came through, amen? That's how he's speaking. He's speaking these messages, amen, from pertaining to what you came through, give you some understanding and really shine some light on some areas to bring you into a teachable moment. Then he'll deal with the presence. The presence and then gave you some encouragement, gave you some information for or instructions for you to begin to navigate in different things as you pertaining to the situation that you are in or where you are going. Then he'll deal with the future. The future sometimes is not something that we can see or what we comprehend. Sometimes the future is something that at the end of the day, you never know what you're going to meet. Sometimes the future could be not even within next day, 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 2 months or 3 months or 4 months or 1 or 2 years. Amen. Sometimes the future could be further on down in the future. One thing I tell anyone, that's why you don't put yourself out there as if you got it going on because you got a little drink of water, amen, into your life or because it's a sprinkle that is happening, amen. So many people cut their legs off walking with God because when they begin to be reestablished or they begin to be brought up and we begin to cut our legs. You always have to stay into a place humble and you have to stay into a place, amen, to where at the end of the day, it's not me to cast judgment on no one because at the end of the day, no telling when my situation or my time might come and I don't want to plan no seeds that will come back on my life that I have to go through all these struggles. Amen. Understand that, amen, that when struggles and different things comes, it's going to come. One thing about God, amen, when struggles or different things come, and one thing about people that stays in the will of God and stays in the prayer, it's the way how they come out. It's the way that they go through, amen? Certain people comes out certain different ways. Certain people, as the Bible declares, that God said already made a way of escape out for you, amen? So in other words, when situation comes, then here comes some situation that brought you out or been a blessing to you in this situation. The Spirit of God or the blessings of God doesn't allow you to sit into an area and just stay there and suffer, amen, and just sit there, amen, because he brings us out. He brings us into the marvelous light. He brings us into a message, amen. And I'm just going to elaborate, just encourage somebody. Then I'm going to get ready to open up the lines in a few minutes because at the end of the day, I've been contemplating. As soon as I get out the broadcast or when something happened in 1 week, amen, like last Sunday, I'd be tuned in to God throughout that whole week and what you want to bring to, his people. And at the end of the day, I'm not someone that is going to try to force anything, amen, and try to force something or force a word on people because at the end of the day, I feel the need. I hope these ministers and young leaders is listening to me. I feel the need to give somebody something. I feel the need to give a message. I feel a need to give a scripture. I feel a need to give a sermon. Amen. I feel a need. And sometimes people get into a place where we feel a need to do certain things or we have to do certain things. One thing that I like to do, if God done gave me a base or gave me something to share a platform with others, amen, I begin to send messages or call, amen, did God give you anything? Did God give you anything? One thing about the Word of God, when God begins to give somebody something, it be suppressed on the individual spirit, amen, sometimes for a couple of days, 3 days, it just be a word that is suppressed on the individual spirit that, hey, I'm about to burst and going to give it out, amen? So pastor's a firm believer into that, and at the end of the day, amen, do not try to give somebody something that the Holy Spirit of God has not suppressed you to do it, regardless of all your revelation that you got and all this word that you got, because we'll begin to give people stuff that is of ourself, but not of the Spirit. Spirit of the Lord. You want God's approval on everything that you do. Amen. And I'm a firm believer of that. Amen. I'm telling you, if y'all tune in through Monday through Friday and all this teaching and word, we've been dealing with the true understanding of the mountain. You know, you have faith as a mountain. You can move mountains. We begin to dig into that, dig with the truth. Amen. Because this question that I brought to internationally, you know, some people be saying that scripture, but at the end of the day, let's look at it. How can the mountain move? You know, how can it get out my way? How can it move? You know, we begin to understand metaphors. We begin to understand different strategies that God can begin to navigate you and instruct you to do different things, amen, for what was in front of you. Now it's behind you, amen. So it moves out of your way. It's no longer in front of you. I'm talking about it's been a week of teaching. It's been a week of digging in and extracting the word of God. And if you sleep, amen, at that time, shame on you, especially if you're a part of ADM, amen. Get up and just tune in, amen, for God, for you to get a blessing and really learn something. And God been using me very heavily in that time and pertaining to this extracting the word and pretty much taking them through Bible study pertaining to certain topics. Amen. So it's been a blessing. Amen. And I'm talking about all this week we've been giving out some teaching and some messages. I'm talking about I've been preaching and been ministering. It doesn't just stop on this Sunday, saints of God. We be going through all throughout the week. Amen. It doesn't stop just on a Sunday. We definitely ministering all throughout the week. So listen, I want to open up real quick. Like I say, this is something that rare that has, you know, happened, but I believe that God does it for a reason. So we're going to open up the line for two things. The first thing that I want to open up the line for, amen, anybody have testimonies, amen, I want you to go ahead and press 1. If you already have your phone, press 1. You can go ahead and press 1 again, and that way you'll come out of the hostess box, amen. Then if you have a testimony, you can press 1 again, and that way you come back into the hostess box. So I want to everyone that if you got a testimony that you like to share, amen, lively. If you listen away about internet, you can get off the internet. If you want to share something, you can go ahead and call in to our broadcast line, amen. And that number is 845-277-9136. And if you listen away about internet, you'll see the line on the phone. The number is posted, amen. So those that want to go ahead and share it, you can go ahead and press 1. If you're an individual that is looking for prayer, like I say, this is very rare that it's happened. Amen. You can also go ahead and press 1 again. If you call it in for prayer, I want to let you know, you don't have to share your information. Amen. This is a prophetic ministry. You don't have to say what you're praying for. You don't have to say what is your concern. All you have to say, I'm asking for prayer. That's it. You don't have to go into details of your life, you know, because one thing of the warfare of the prophetic ministry, that the warfare that the enemy brings on a prophetic ministry, they hit them, they have a warfare of what they know. And that's why I'm a firm believer, the less or to no information that we know, it rules out or it counterattacks that warfare. So make sure if you call in for a prayer line, you press a 1. You don't have to give out information. All you have to say, I'm just calling for prayer. I'm here for prayer. Amen. So amen. So we just want to let you all know that it's just a rare thing, and I'm not going to try to pump and prime or push nothing with the Spirit of God and begin to try to give you all something, amen, pertaining to the Word of God, because we have a lot, amen. So basically when God begins to do these things, amen, basically God be trying to tell you, amen, you need to take what is already given, and you need to just go ahead and push forward, and you need to go ahead and apply. So many people want words, but so many people doesn't apply that the word that they already have. And the word that you already have into these different things, all it needs is to what? Apply. Allow the actions of you be the ministry that God is looking for that. Amen? Other than the talk of you or what you are receiving be the ministry that he's looking at. But allow the actions. You begin to apply in different things into your life. Listen, let's go to the phone line. When I go to the phone line, I'm just going to call out the last 4 digits of your phone number, amen? And once I called out the last four digits of your phone number, you're going to be in. Most of the times, once I buzz you in, you will hear the beep that comes on your line, and that'll let you know that I am buzzing you in. My God. So let's go to the first one. God bless you. 0186, you're on the air.
I just need prayer.
Father, we thank you, my God, as your daughter in Zion, that coming into a place, into prayer. I hear the Spirit of the Lord says, before I even engage into the prayer, we're good. I hear the Holy Ghost just yell doubt. They tell her to stop doubting herself. Amen. They to tell you to stop doubting what he has in front of you. He says, you just keep walking and don't look back and don't doubt because your footsteps in order. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord says, it is a very uncommon place to you because this walk is totally new. And it's still like you're kind of isolated from many of things. He says, it's because it's a change that took place in your life. He say, don't doubt the process, amen, or don't question it because you're trying to find some grounds where you could really, some connections of the different things that is unveiling in your life. He says, understand this, that your footsteps is ordered, and the different things that is going to avail to you is going to make sense once the destination is complete. Father, I thank you as you begin to call in for prayer, begin to seek you. God, I thank you that today will be a day of awakening that we'll have, and the situation and journey that you bring us in is going to be a situation of joy. It's going to be a situation of peace. It's going to be a situation. And I want to prophesy and also prophesy come against that spirit that is constantly trying to torment you. I put an end to it in the name of Jesus. That is not so. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. God bless you, caller. Amen. Amen. God bless you. And we just thank God, thank you, God. And we want to keep on lifting him up. And we want to keep on and giving him the glory. Listen, it's a blessing, amen, to where we just commune with God. It's a blessing to the different things that God began to give us. But the main blessing is when we begin to get instructions and don't get, see, this is where people mess up. They get messed up when they try to be too deep for their own life. You know, I'm going to turn this off real quick. I want to give you something that's going to help you. Amen. People mess up when you try to be too deep for your own life. What is too deep for your own life? When you could pertaining to looking at everything else around you other than yourself. When it's pertaining to what God is trying to do in the world and what God is trying to do for your cousin, your brother, your sister, and auntie and them, and what we ain't looking at what God is trying to do for us. And we begin to be too deep in our own life and be too deep for the walk to where God is not even making contact with you because you is out everywhere else, amen? And where God is trying to bring contact or he's trying to deal with you, amen? Listen, this Tuesday, amen, I'm going to pull together different ministers and different leaders. I'm going to begin to send out tests. Last week, we just want to respect our military. We're going to be back on Monday pertaining to the kingdom. We're going to get these points in these books out the way in this Tuesday, Pastor's going to be dealing with Bible studies with these different leaders and these different auxiliaries, because one thing about the Bible, and this is where a lot of things messed up at, because we've been on, went to church, and we've been on, heard all these different sermons for church, and we begin to put these interpretations and apply them into our own life where we're missing the whole point of the Bible, and the whole point of the Bible where you need to learn the word of God pertaining to your life, your situation. You don't need to know only just the blessings, because all people want to hear and a lot of people want to hear in their situation, well, I'm coming out. You know, or the Bible says, I'm going to go get through this thing. Well, the Bible also talks about you changing your ways. The Bible also talks about that if you don't begin to change who you are and begin to deal with your own self, you ain't going to be coming out. You're going to stay in. Amen? And you're going to keep on staying in until different things change about you. So we got to begin to look at and extract the Bible. And I want you all to tune in and listen in pertaining to our life. Amen? You should know what the word word of God says about your weakness. Amen. You should know what word of God says about your ways. You should know the word of God, what it says, not only about the blessings areas, but you should understand what the word of God says, what God disapproves of, what is the judgment areas as well. See, this is where we'll begin to rule out all this stuff, what the devil is bringing, or I'm in a test. Amen. When people begin to come from that type of context, I know they're coming from a context where what people said. They're coming from a slogan. They're coming from a phrase. Amen. They're not coming from biblical studies. Amen. Or they'll walk with the Holy Ghost, because when you walk with the Spirit of God and the Holy Ghost, God is the Holy Ghost is going to hold you up and accountable according to the Word of God. And according to the Word of God, it's really pertaining to who life? Your life. Amen. And this is where true Bible study begins. Amen. When you begin to understand your life journey, your life work, from a biblical perspective, amen, not what your enemy's doing. Well, my enemies, God going to rebuke the enemies. My enemy's going to make, well, how you know you ain't the enemy? You could be the enemy to yourself, or you could be the enemy that has the open door, amen, to bring an attack on yourself, and you are the enemy. You would know that, amen, if we would not, if we don't deal with the full word of God other than certain phrases or certain perception or understanding. When somebody have opinion about us, they becomes our enemy. When somebody begin to say something about us, they becomes our enemy. When somebody begin to lie on us, they becomes our enemy. When somebody begin to backstab us, they become our enemy. So we really have to understand what an enemy is, because sometimes people can have a misunderstanding about the situation and they begin to react pertaining to the misunderstanding, because they lack in a lack of communication and they got something to say about you pertaining to what happened in their life. And now as church people, we begin to look at, well, they your enemy. These folks are your enemy. No, it's much deeper than that. I just reminded of a situation where my wife was just talking about that a friend that she has and a friend that she has a misunderstanding about a situation. Amen. And she began to develop her own ideology and her own perspective pertaining to a situation other than, my God, once that time that they met or they seen each other, amen, communicating about the situation, but the person just had it in their heart, this is what it is, amen. So now, you know, once my wife received that information, she could have felt like and got messy with it that this individual just, they out there, they lying on me, they doing this, they doing that, and they doing that. And she could have developed a perspective that this person is the enemy. This person is not a friend. So what my wife did, what many of us should do, other than taking this stuff and just keeping it to ourselves, she said, I need this individual phone number because I'm finna call this individual and we need to go and deal with that because we friends. It's no sense of allowing this let on. So what happened was communication happened, and when communication happened, it was an understanding that happened. Then once the understanding took place, all that stuff that could have been avoided, amen, and it could have went left, it ended all that. So we have to understand what the Bible said from a perspective. You got to order against your brother. Go to him. Talks about it, amen. And we can't be into a place where I'm just not like that. Well, you need to understand what the Word of God says about your ways. You need to understand what the Word of God says about why what will happen or what is the downfalls for you being like that. See, many people don't know the word of God pertaining to their life. We know a word of God pertaining to this is your season for a blessing. Well, how you know that this is your season? Amen? Because you know, some of us get delusional about our life and our situation, and we begin to play victim. We begin to play victim with life. We begin to play victim of different things that happening to us in life. We begin to play victim with people. People don't like us. People don't turn away. So we'll begin to have this victim mentality other than having this own up mentality. Because at the end of the day, whom God bless, amen, no man can curse. So you cannot stop somebody blessing. Somebody cannot stop your blessing, amen, once they begin to walk and live by what? The word of God pertaining to their what? Their life. certain things doesn't belong to certain people. Certain things pertaining to in the Bible is good information, amen, but at the end of the day, it's just not for me. But it's good place where I know, and it's also a learning place. What are you talking about, Pastor? Well, a place of Sodom and Gomorrah. I don't have no plans or no direction to have what they had in that town going to happen in my house. It's going to happen in my life. So at the end of the day, Sodom and Gomorrah is a good place to where I learned the history, or I learned what took place, and I learned the different things that God is not tolerating. But at the end of the day, you don't have to worry about me going down that way, because it ain't going to happen. That just is not, it's just not it. Amen. But it's other things that, my God, things can happen in my life, or what I have inside of me, that I need to know what the Word of God is saying. And when you understand what the Bible is holding you accountable, and what the Bible is going to bless, or what God is going to bless and what God is not going to bless pertaining to your life. Amen. See, many people mess up. They want to get this fascinated knowledge for they can begin to dispute. The Word of God says this. No, the Word of God says this. Well, I have a lot of biblical information, a lot of history information, because why? God anointed me to teach. He anointed me to preach. He anointed me to walk into an author of apostleship. So I have to be able to teach for all ends and all perspectives of life. And I have to be able to teach from all ends and all perspective of education levels. So he gave me a lot. I got a lot of biblical information inside of me. But before I got that biblical information inside of me, I had to learn what the Bible declares about who? About me. That's how the Bible was a keeper for me in my life. That's why nobody can separate me from the love of God. Why? Because I know what the Word of God says about my walk and the structure that God is looking from, that is, God is holding me accountable, and what the blessings is saying to me about who life, about my life. It's not about my neighbor life. It's not about what's going on in the world. It's not about friendship. It's not about co-worker. It's not about, because they need to understand what the Bible is saying to them about their life. Amen. Y'all hear me up in here? Some information is just information. Well, if I'm not a drug addict, when I'm not a drug addict, I'm not going to waste so much of time trying to learn about what the Bible is saying about drug addicts. Amen? It's a good learning piece, or it's a good information piece pertaining to drug addicts. Amen? And when God called me to be a minister, he calls me to be a teacher or a pastor, then I can venture out into these different subjects to learn about these different subjects pertaining to others in their life, because now he done anointed me to begin to minister to others outside of my life. But if I'm not a drug addict, at the end of the day, I deal with more of anger. If I got anger issue more than drug issues, well, I need to know what the Bible's saying more about the anger issues. Why? Because that's my issue. That's the issue that I have. I need to know what the Bible scripture is saying about the judgment, about the blessing, the cursing, what God approve of, what God don't approve of, these different peoples that is in the Bible, characters that is in the Bible that had these same issues, how God handled them, what they got into. That way I begin to learn about the Word of God pertaining to who life? My life, my weakness, my walk, and it ain't about nobody else. See, many people, the Word of God is not personal yet. It's only personal when you're going through. It's only personal, yeah, this too is going to pass. No, you, if you're on the phone with pastors, especially internationally, I get a little raw, amen? Because I tell you, quit, that's a liar. The church people don't develop these messages that they done been lying to people, and people now begin to hear the truth, and they begin to get attacked according to the pastor. Get attacked by truth all the time because people don't want to hear that. They want to hear what they don't develop, or what they don't interpret, or what they don't diagnose they symptom to be. Then when somebody tell them, say, no, you ain't going to come out until you change that. Oh, no, I don't believe that. That's a lie right there.
Well, that's what the Word of God says. And because of their lack of understanding the Word of God pertaining to their life, they kicking back, my God Almighty, what they don't know. They kicking back on what they don't understand. They kicking back on what they have not had time to study for themselves. God is not going to bring you out on everything. You need to understand that in the Word of God. God is just not going to bless you on everything, because the Scripture declares, I will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out of blessings you don't have room to receive. That is not for everybody. And you need to understand that. You need to understand what will keep you, or what will keep the wonderful open up in your life. You need to understand what will keep the blessings for coming in your life. Because it's things that you could do to cause the wonder of heaven not to be opened up. Because the verses said it, that doesn't mean it applied to you, because you probably be out of order with the will of God. And when you're out of order with the will of God, how can God open up heaven on your life? I just had to pause right there and just help somebody right there. Amen. How can he does that? So we got to get out of these cliches. We got to get out of these phrases. We have to get out of these theories and begin to dig into the Word of God. For who? For myself, for yourself. That's how the Word of God becomes alive in you, because you know what the Word of God pertaining to you. Now, you get around other people probably been talking from this level. That's why iron sharpens iron, because at the end of the day, what their journey that they learned the Word of God for their life is a different walk for you, even though the Word of God is the same. So now you learn it from their journey, their perspective, what the Scripture is saying pertaining to their journey in their walk of life, amen, then vice versa, they should be learning something for you, because at the end of the day, their walk is not your walk. Your walk is not their walk. And we all learn it from a different perspective from our walk. Y'all hear me? From our walk, amen? We got sick with infirmities, and we sick with this. We need to know what the Bible says, amen, pertaining to our infirmities, pertaining to our diagnosis. And that way, I will hold God accountable according to the word. That way, I don't run to every wind of the doctrine that people does, what the Bible declares, my God, where he done set different things in place, for you don't move by every wind of the doctrine, amen, what the Bible says, amen. So we got to understand the Word of God pertaining to our life, pertaining to our weakness, pertaining to our strength, pertaining to our downfall, pertaining to our upbringing, it pertaining to every area of life. That way we will understand what we are doing to cut our blessings off. We'll understand what we are doing to stay in the will of God. That way we don't question, by God, different things or have the wrong diagnosis of different things that transpire in our life that continue to keep us in this rut, continue to keep us in this mindset, continue to keep you. And that way the Word of God becomes what? A lie. It comes alive because it becomes personal, because before it becomes a message outside of your home or a message outside of your life. Amen? And that way you don't go back and forth. You don't go into these mind battles. You don't go into these wavery decisions, waver to the thoughts, because you know what the Word of God says pertaining to your life. You can't get me in a wavery place pertaining to my life, my home, because I know my walk and I know what the Word of God says in my what? In my home, amen, and what the Word of God says in my life. So nobody fly by night could come and just say this and, oh, yeah, this going to happen. I don't even entertain word curses, amen. I don't even entertain that, because it's nothing that somebody can speak over you could penetrate, my God Almighty, where you at and what covering God got you on, because it's in the will of God, your life. They could say what they want to say, amen. They could send the arrows by night. They could send the arrows by day. They could send all this kind of stuff. But baby, let me tell you something. It won't have enough of stamina, or it doesn't have enough substance to hold up. It's just like a meteor entering into the United or enter into this earth. Before a lot of meteors begin to enter in, you'll see a fiery, we call it a shooting star. You'll see a fiery thing, because at the end of the day, before it can make landfall, it don't have enough mass. It begin to do what? Burns up. That's what the word of God does. It's like that outer shell, that outer layer. And before any type of thing that comes into your life try to penetrate you, before persecution, because before all this stuff, it doesn't have enough stuff. It begins to do what? Burns up. But imagine if I wasn't in this bubble that calls Earth, I was floating out of space. See, when if I was floating out of space when the flying object was coming by, it has an opportunity to do what? To hit me. It has an opportunity to do what? To damage me. But when I'm covered, you best to believe it, this opportunity to do harm to me is very slim than if I was floating out of space. Some folks are just floating out of space, and they become a open target with no covering, because people think the covering. Listen, Pastor ADM, we cover folks. We cover you by praying, being there for you, just helping you navigate through things and helping you. But the word of God is the true covering. The word of God pertaining to who life? Your life. It pertaining to the ups, the downs, the side, the left, and the right. And that way, when someone comes and redirect you or recorrect you, you can't get mad at them, because you already know they coming from where? The word of God. Amen. They coming from what biblical say. And that way, your life could continue to mature. Your life could continue to grow. Your life could continue to be what? Be blessed. We have a lot of issues with people because people don't know the word of God pertaining to their life. And that's why I try so hard, and the Holy Ghost uses us so much, for I can tell people, look at that person in the mirror. It's the man in the mirror. It's the woman in the mirror. It's that person that God is trying to get that attention to. He ain't trying to use you, especially if he ain't called you to it yet. And before he called you to it, he first going to allow you to check your own life before you could check somebody else's life. Amen? Before we could bring order into somebody else's life, I have to bring order into my what? My life. These are the principles and different things of the kingdom. This is the kingdom first basic teaching and different things like that. So we're going to begin to engage into that Tuesday. You don't want to miss it, because we're going to get into some real deal issues, and we're going to get into some real deal topics. Amen. So we can begin to search the word of God and what the word of God saying about it in the sand. And if anybody, you know, when you begin to learn about it and you decide not to apply or whatever, well, it's on you. It's not on the word of God. It's not on nobody else, but it's on you, because you choose to pull out what you want to pull out that works for you. And that's what a lot of people does. They get the Bible and they begin to say, well, the Bible says this, the scripture says that, the scripture says this. Oh, yeah, it says that right over there. But that ain't what the whole Bible is speaking. That's what you don't see, and that's what you discover. You got to go through every chapter, every verse, what the scripture is saying pertaining to that topic, that subject, that weakness, that issue pertaining to your life. Don't stop at one verse, because that one verse is just the word to you. Ooh, Jesus, thank you, thank you. And you stop there. Then when someone that has more mass of a word of God than you, then they says, no, that's just that. They ain't talking about that. They talking about this, and it says this in the Bible. No, that ain't what the Bible says. I rebuke you. I rebuke you. I had a conversation like that with another individual, amen, and they were like, no. And I'm trying, you know, the word of God is much deeper than the surface thing. It's a bunch of words through Genesis through Revelation that will help you to orchestrate your life. So I want to challenge you all, for you to begin to learn about the Bible and learn about how to study the word of God pertaining to your walk, your life. Amen. Certain things that probably ain't for a certain body. You know, we could be dealing with a topic of stealing. Well, certain that topic probably ain't pertaining to somebody. Amen. So what that person be doing, it be there learning and just gathering information, because that person is not what? A thief. Amen. That's probably for somebody else. You know, somebody else probably have a weakness, have a heart of giving. Well, a heart of giving, we got to understand that it's some giving that is not appropriate. It's some giving that will give you, amen, even though what you're doing is good, it doesn't make it right, and it would cause things to be disrupted or it caused things to have turbulence in your own life. But if you don't know that, you'll think, well, I'm just planting the seed. I'm doing what the Word of God said, and I'm giving it, amen. Well, the Bible also declares, amen, don't give which is holy unto the what? Unto the dog. Scripture says that. That ain't pastor slogan or word. It says don't give what is holy or which is holy unto what? Unto the dog. So everything that is precious is holy. He said don't give it to people that is not ready for it. Don't try to waste your time and try to give something that is good, amen, to individuals that you already know that got a habit that they're going to do things the wrong way. So what you're doing, you operating out of good intent, but you operating out of the right will or out of the right of the Lord. Is anybody there? I'm really just talking good for someone. Amen. So we got to understand that. And when we begin to understand these areas, we'll begin to understand our life walk and our life journey. And I want you to begin to understand that. And that way you can begin to hold yourself accountable to the Word of God. And you don't begin to send out these delusional stuff and these stuff to just give you false hope, because all they're doing is just making you excited. And at the end of the day, you still stuck in your same place. And you still stuck in this place. And now you don't got excited because somebody don't say something to you. Oh, you'll see this when it comes to pass. God, the Word says this, and the Lord told me to tell you it's this going to come to pass. Then you can really look at your folks sideways and say, sister, I wish I could believe that, but at the end of the day, I don't think so, because I'm still doing what I want to do. And I'm still doing the things that the scripture doesn't, so we'll begin to put these things in its proper place. Amen. Amen. So I just want to share that with you all. So please stay tuned this week. There's going to be a lot of word. There's going to be a lot of message that is going to take place, really going to help to elevate your life, because at the end of the day, it's a personal thing. It's just not a it's a personal thing. It's an accountability thing that doesn't go off of everybody else. It deals with you, and it stops at your door. It don't go on anybody else's door, but it stops at you. So I want you to begin to tune in, get in these teachings. I want to get these auxiliary leaders and different leaders, different things in the group. You get ready. You know, we want to get into the Bible. We're going to have Bible discussion. We're going to be dealing with topics. So what I want you all to do on the private line, 707 number that you get from the private ADM ministry. Nobody is not going to know of it. Nobody is not going to share of it. I want you to go ahead and send, I want you to send a topic or send an issue that you are dealing with. A weakness. It could be a weakness. It could be a strength. It could be something that you constantly struggle with in your own personal life. And I just want you to go ahead and just send that issue on the private line. Don't want nobody to know. And we'll begin to do what the Bible talks about in that issue. And nobody ain't going to know about your issue. Nobody ain't going to know what you done, son. All we're going to know, we're just going to be discussing from Genesis to Revelation. We're just not going to be discussing verses. We're going to be discussing from Genesis to Revelation pertaining to these different topics, because I want to help you for you to begin to grow into the Word of God pertaining to your life. Some of you might got self-doubt. So we need to know what the Word of God is saying and how it limits God's hand for blessing you when you have self-doubt. So we need to understand that. Some of you probably be dealing with inner depression. You know, so we need to know what the Word of God is saying pertaining to individuals that is dealing with depression, how it can stop our blessings, what it can do to our life, how it can take us down, what doors does it open, amen, in the spirit realm, that what doors does it open. That way you will be able to understand and you will know, amen, amen. So I want to share that with you. I know that was some good message through all that. Amen. At the end of the day, I truly believe that God is going to bless you when we begin to position ourselves to learn. Amen. Learn without being offended. And we just need to learn the Word of God, because that's one thing about the ministry of ADM. We are straight, raw, cut to the core, and we are not going to deviate from it regardless of who or what someone says. We got to give you the truth, because that's how the Lord or the Holy Ghost hold us accountable. Amen. So, amen. So we thank God for you all for tuning in. We God bless you all, and you just continue to have a blessed day. I'll see you tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And for others, I see you tomorrow evening or tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You be blessed in the name of the Lord. God bless you all.